Chillicothe Trenton boys. Tipped is controlled by Chillicothe. Tipped by Brandsgard. Controlled by Papp. And here we go. Chillicothe, the goal to the right. In the corner, nothing for Brandsgard. Kick out to Papp. Up top to Willard. They play pitch and catch across the top of the circle. Trenton in zone defense. And Papp and Willard showing patience to get Brandsgard baseline right. Open Brandsgard. Three-pointer off the basket. Rim doesn't fall. Latham Croy with a rebound. And Trenton's first possession. Top of the key, junior, six-foot Dylan Harris. Over right side to Latham Croy, Salem's brother. Up top to Carson Ratcliffe. Both Croy's parent is Wes Croy, the former football coach, now athletic director. Chillicothe, the rebound after a missed Trenton shot, gets it down court to Walker Graves. Graves has to put it on the floor once to get a handle on it, and Graves can't get the shot to fall. Still no score. We played a minute now. And Walker Graves finds a loose basketball to send it down court. Jack Willard with a bucket on the fast break. And he was fouled. First whistle of the ball game comes with 6:50 left to play in the first. Goes against Trenton's 33, Cade Ockenfelds. Willard looking for the three-point play. And no, off the rim. Marshall with a nice offensive board. And Chillicothe looking for a four-pointer, maybe five-point play. Marshall looks off a tray, drives the boulevard, kicks it out to Papp, and Papp called for the stutter step. And that wasn't a foul. That was a traveling call, I believe. Trenton down court. Left wing Ockenfelds gets it on the wing to Ratcliffe. Up top, and Dylan Harris just lost his traction. Ends up slipping and checks his shoes for some stick-em. As a traveling call is an unforced turnover. Willard across the timeline. Chillicothe leads it 2-0 in a slow, lackluster first quarter. 6:21 left to play in quarter number one. Marshall says, give me the rock. Gets it inside to Graves. Kick out. Path. Three ball doesn't fall. Outside shooting isn't there yet for Chillicothe. 0 for 3 from three different players. Up top, Dugan. Three ball. No, that one doesn't fall. Position rebound by Ratcliffe. And Trenton looking for their first points. Referees with a whistle. A blocking foul on Trent on Chillicothe. On the floor. First foul on Walker Graves and Chillicothe. Graves with one, Ockenfelds with one, and that's the foul situation there. Chillicothe leads it 2-0, 2 minutes into the ball game on a Willard fast break. Trenton inbounds it to Harris. Harris, a 10-foot baseline jumper, gets it to fall and ties it up. Willard, they work it over to Brandsgard, baseline right. At the high post, a couple of dribble steps in, and Marshall can't finish it off. Good offensive rebound. Trenton doing a nice job on the boards tonight. Carson Ratcliffe brings it across the timeline. Up top to Dugan. Circle right to Latham Croy. Up top to Ratcliffe now. Works it left wing to Ockenfelds. Dugan on the wing working against Path. And we got a referee's whistle. Pushing off C.J. Path with his first, second team foul. Still, it's 2-2 now. Trenton looking to take the lead early on. 5:26 left in the first, and Trenton inbounds it to the guy, student in the second row, and he's not suited up, so Chillicothe will inbound it back court now after the Trenton inbounds turnover. I think the inbounder was expecting one of the players to cut to the ball, and no one moved. A little miscommunication for the Bulldogs that time. Chillicothe down court. Sewell in the game for Chillicothe. Gets it to Graves. Kick out to Brandsgard. And he throws it away. He was intending it for Marshall. Marshall cut one way and the ball went the other way. Sewell is in for C.J. Path. Dugan top of the key. Still two apiece. All the excitement of the girls' game. Just the opposite so far this boys' game, and another whistle away from the basketball, pushing off on Connor Sewell. His first, third team foul, one on Path, Graves and Sewell. Right side, Harris receives the inbounds pass up top to Dugan for Trenton. Circle left to Ratcliffe. Baseline, nothing there. Back up top to Ockenfels. Working the perimeter, Chillicothe man-to-man defense, and a three ball doesn't fall for Croy, and Graves with an easy rebound. Willard down court to Sewell, circle right, turns down the opportunity. He'll have to give it up soon, and he does, up top to Willard. Jack Willard left wing to Brandsgard. Graves out to Sewell. Sewell shoots from three. Ball wedged between the backboard and the goal, and that is a jump ball situation. So it's Trenton's basketball. Trenton shuffles some players in. Carson Burchett, a 6-foot sophomore, checks in. And timeout on the court. We're back after this on KCHI. 4:21 left to play in the slowest first quarter of boys basketball I've seen in a while. Two apiece, Chillicothe and Trenton. Trenton's basketball. Chillicothe will apply a little pressure backcourt. Trenton looking for somewhere to go with it. Gets it in backcourt to Harris. Working across the timeline now to Ratcliffe, who lets it go off his fingertips and out of bounds. So now Chillicothe will inbound it. Someone wake me up when something exciting happens. I could use a little nap here. Willard across the timeline. Midway through the first quarter, we're knotted at two apiece. Sewell, baseline right to Brandsgard, back to Sewell. Around the horn to Willard, circle left. Nothing for on the baseline for Marshall. They work it up top to Willard. Sewell right wing, doesn't want to try and shoot over top of Croy. And Trenton, not a bad defensive basketball team. Good ball movement over to Brandsgard. That one off the rim. Marshall with the rebound. He's hacked on the attempted stick back after Brandsgard couldn't connect from baseline right, three-point range right in front of me. First foul on number 14, Mason McNabb, or Max McNabb, rather. And Marshall misses the first free throw. Willard has the deuce for Chillicothe. Harris has the deuce for Trenton, and that's it. Now Marshall gets a 50% boost to the score with a free throw. Makes one out of two. And Chillicothe leads it by one, 3-2. 3:40 left to play in the first quarter. Across the timeline, Dylan Harris works it up top. Over baseline right to McNabb. Works it up top to Ratcliffe. Keeping it on the perimeter, Chillicothe man-to-man defense. Trenton up top to Burchett. Tries a little reverse layup from Ratcliffe. Doesn't fall. Referees with the whistle. Pushing off is the call. There's been a lot of fouls on this one. And that's number four on Chillicothe. Marshall with one, and Ratcliffe in the act of shooting. We'll get two looks at the line for the 6'1 junior. Carson Ratcliffe, first one, no good. 3-2. Jonathan Burke will check in for Adler Marshall. And Ratcliffe toes the stripe, pops his wrist, misses the second one as well. Graves with an easy rebound. And here comes Chillicothe, leading 3-2, 3:10 left to play left in this first quarter. Sewell up top, right side to Brandsgard. Cross court, Willard open from three, turns it down, goes to Big Walker. Graves from three, halfway down, back out. Thought that was going to fall, drew iron, but did not draw net. Right side, Harris, a little stutter step, dribble inside, kicks it back out. They're working to Croy, around the horn to Ratcliffe. Baseline, not there for Dylan Harris. Misses everything on the baseline tray attempt. Chillicothe the rebound, they work it to Brandsgard. Brandsgard inside, and a blocking foul on the floor on Trenton. Is that going to be on number 14, McNabb? Check it, it's on number 50, Carson Burchett. His first, third team foul. Willard inbounds it, low post left. They get it into Sewell, turns down the tray, turns down the deuce, gets it back out to Willard. Didn't like the defense in front of him, didn't feel a high percentage shot was available, so didn't force it. Graves drives to the low post, kicks it out. Willard looks off a tray, leaves it on the wing. Baseline drive for Brandsgard, who double pumps. Doesn't get it to fall, he was fouled. Brandsgard, whose grandfather was a star for Trenton back in the day, Russell Bland. First one is in for Brandsgard. And Chillicothe has built an impressive 2-point lead. It's 4-2 with 2:18 left to play. Girls game is exciting first quarter. Chillicothe. Brandsgard makes both of them here, and it's a 3-point lead for Chillicothe. Thanks to three free throws. Foul is on number 10, Burke, pushing off foul. Fresh players check in. Path checks in. Brandsgard, Path, Marshall, Sewell, and Graves on the court now for Chillicothe. Duggan crosses the timeline. Up top to Ratcliffe. Right side to Burchett. Nothing on the baseline there. Trenton works it around to Ratcliffe, who loses it off his fingertips and out of bounds and goes two rows deep into the stands, chasing after it. And checking back in, Cade Ockenfeld. There's two Burchettes on the team, Dalton and Carson. Both are sophomores. And both are in the game right now. So Chillicothe's basketball. C.J. Path playing catch across the top of the key with Sewell. Back to Path. Baseline right. Marshall looks it off. Working against the zone defense. Inside to Graves. Kick out to Sewell. Sewell drives inside. Puts up a running one-hander. Can it? Nice dribble drive. Connor Sewell to the hole for two. And Chillicothe's opened up a 5-point lead. 7-2. They're on a 5-0 run. Across the timeline, Trenton works it over left wing to Ockenfeld's. Whistle away from the basketball, and Willard will check in, and Trenton will send Ratcliffe back into the ballgame. Connor Sewell with two, so Graves will check out, and Willard will check in. Sewell will stay in with two first quarter fouls. 7-2, Chillicothe, minute 19 left to play in the first quarter. Trenton inbounds it. Harris, they send it around the horn now to Croy on the left wing, guarded by Brandsgard. Up top to Carson Burchett. Gets it to Harris. Spinning, wheeling, but nothing going for Duggan. Kicks it out, a long range deuce for Carson Burchett. Snaps a 5-0 run for Chillicothe. Hornets lead at 7-4, under a minute to play in the first quarter. 2-3 zone being played by Trenton right now. Got to be patient against a zone defense, as everyone knows. He gets it to Brandsgard on the baseline. Kick out to Willard. Top of the key, hands it to Path. Play pitch and catch around the horn. 24 seconds left in the first quarter. 7-4. Chillicothe boys leading in a slow-paced, slow-scoring first quarter of this basketball game. Trenton 2-2, Chillicothe 3-1, working off the top of my head. Free throw line to Wesley Brandsgard, and they called him for the stutter step before he passed it off underneath. Play was there, but Brandsgard worked it in a little bit too quickly. Drive inside. Nice effort there by number 15, Hunter Duggan. At the buzzer. It is a 1-point game, 7-6. Chillicothe by one. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.